This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership by SermonAudio.com.
It's Independence Day, July 4th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. In a session of the Continental Congress, the United States of America declared itself an independent nation on July 4, 1776. Just before this, Congress called for a, quote, day of humiliation and fasting and prayer, unquote, throughout the colonies. The fathers of this nation called the people to mourn over, quote, their manifold sins and transgressions, and by a sincere repentance and amendment of life, appease God's righteous displeasure, and through the merits and mediation of Jesus Christ, obtain his pardon and forgiveness, unquote. Not surprisingly, the United States Congress has not followed suit with the proclamation this July 4th. Let us remember the message from Psalm 9, verse 17. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. The Pope of Rome, and now the President of the United States, have interceded for Charlie Gard, the 10-month-old baby boy soon to be taken off of life support by order of the British courts. His parents are seeking to bring the child to America for experimental treatment. Trump spoke up for our nation with a tweet saying, quote, we would be delighted to help, unquote. China's Netcasting Services Association is on a campaign to clean up the Chinese Internet. The government agency is requiring the removal of pornography, videos depicting aberrant sexual practices like homosexuality, and religious extremism. However, they did not define what religious extremism might include. Only 10% of American homosexuals have taken advantage of the state and federal laws enabling marriage. And this rate has pretty much plateaued, according to a recent Gallup poll. That compares to about 69% of heterosexuals who get married in America. Less Americans overall are getting divorced, only because less Americans are getting married. Recent data released by the Centers for Disease Control revealed that the marriage rate in America has fallen by 1.3% in 15 years, while the divorce rate has fallen 0.9%. The Texas Supreme Court has denied spousal benefits to same-sex married couples who are government employees. The court claimed that the Obergefell decision did not speak to spousal benefits. Homosexuals plan to appeal this to the U.S. Supreme Court, where they hope to receive more sympathy for their cause. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau marched in Toronto's arrogant homosexual march over the weekend. Trudeau also noted his support for the Islamic month of Ramadan. Prime Minister Trudeau has rejected the counsel of Proverbs 8:13, which says, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverted mouth I hate." Methodist, Presbyterian, and Anglican church leaders joined in another march in Belfast, Northern Ireland, advocating for unnatural sexual relations between men and men, women and women, and even same-sex marriage. Out of the 15 Western European nations, Northern Ireland is the only nation still holding out against the sexual right first advocated in the civilized world by the Roman Emperor Nero, who married two men, Pythagoras and Sporus. The states are radically split on abortion. Ohio Governor John Kasich signed a bill which provided $1 million of funding to pro-life pregnancy centers. At the same time, Oregon advanced a bill in the state house mandating insurance coverage for abortion. Only California requires abortion coverage for insurance plans presently. Average insurance premiums for families under Obamacare stand at $18,142. That compares with only $6,000 per year under Christian medical sharing ministries like SamaritanMinistries.org. Christians living in California and Oregon may still exempt themselves from pro-abortion insurance plans with SamaritanMinistries.org. By the way, mention Generations and the Worldview when you sign up. 70% of Americans now believe that civility has decreased in the nation since Donald Trump was elected president. That's 80% of Democrats and 65% of Republicans, according to the PBS NPR poll. Only 6% of Americans believe the tone has improved in Washington since last November. A coffee shop in Wilmington, North Carolina, has a very special mission. Biddy and Bo's Coffee is operated by 17 employees with intellectual and developmental disabilities. 2 years ago, the Wrights established the coffee shop. They are themselves the parents of two children with Down syndrome and wanted opportunities for people with disabilities, 70% of whom are unemployed. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, July 4th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.